All right, you may be seated. Can I blame you, amen, if I don't do well? But anyhow, and I know the preacher, and he does that to me anyway. And so I was thinking before I left the house, I thought, well, he won't do it to us this morning. He'll do it to us this afternoon. And so then sure enough, as soon as we walk in, but anyway, I believe that this is the mind of the Lord. And go to Psalms as well. And I want to go to a very familiar passage, and I know it's familiar to us, but really this is what, on the spur of the moment that I got on my heart, I told the preacher, I finished a message yesterday and that I'm working on in Deuteronomy, but I haven't quite tweaked it yet, and so I don't feel led to go there. Psalms 23, I know it's familiar to us, and I'll preach to you just for 20, 25 minutes and get out of the way. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Of course, we know according to John chapter 10 that Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd this morning because that he gave himself for you and I. He laid down his life. Then we know that he's the great shepherd. He's the great shepherd this morning because of his character, his holiness, and his righteousness. I do want to say I'm glad there's nobody like him. Amen. What a great shepherd that we have this morning. You know, it wasn't a mistake or an accident that we're here. God does all things well. As I was praying this morning, I said, I'm so grateful for that unseen hand that guides us through life. Who knows why God allowed this to take place this morning? But thank God, I'm glad he does all things well. He's a great shepherd this morning. But then Peter said he's the greatest shepherd. He said, when that chief shepherd shall appear, he's not only good, he's not only great, but thank God he is the greatest. Can I say a hallelujah? 54 years of knowing him, there's nobody like him. Amen. I'm glad he does all things well. I'm telling you, he's a great God. He answers prayer. He works in our life. He's a good God. I bless his name this morning. I'm glad he's my shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother that I've asked y'all to help me pray about, William, I was up there just a few weeks ago in Ohio preaching, and he came to hear me preach. And Brother Ellis, God is beginning to work on his heart, and he texts me. He never texts, and he texts me. And Brother Chris, he said, I'm sorry. I've not been a good brother. You know what that is? That's that good shepherd, Brother Danny, that's been taking those prayers of all these years and working on his heart. Can I say, don't give up, praise God. God does hear an answer prayer. Amen. We find, first of all, that he's a communing shepherd. We see that the person is the Lord. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Of course, we know it's not Buddha, it's not Allah, it's not Joseph Smith, it's not that crowd, but it is the Lord. And I'm glad I know who the Lord is. Amen. And then it's personal. He said, he's my shepherd. I'm really glad. Thank God he's your shepherd. But I'm thrilled beyond measure that he's my shepherd. I'm glad he's mine this morning. I am his and he is mine. I say hallelujah. What a shepherd that I have. He's been mine. He's been walking with me for 54 years. And I say it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good that he is in you and I, and he is our shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. I never want to get over who he is. I know sometimes we look at things. I was reading a book last night, and the man was talking about how sometimes we look over the simple thing because we want to be more educated. And I understand that. But thank God, I never want to get over that Jesus is my shepherd. Amen. Amen. He's a communing shepherd. Isn't it wonderful that we have a communion? Think about that. that the God of heaven allows you and I to fellowship with him. What about that? That we have one to commune with. Number two, he's a complete shepherd. He said, I shall not want. You know what that means? It means I won't lack anything. Can I tell you I've not lacked anything? You can tell by the way I look, I've been eating, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, all the years, Brother Chris, have been on the road for going on now 33 years, and I've never lacked anything. I have never sat on the side of the road because I didn't have any money to put fuel in the car. I've never sat in the dark because I couldn't pay my power bill. I've never lacked anything. I'm telling you, God's been good to us this morning. God has blessed us. Brother Dave, God's been so good to us. Much better to us than what we deserve. And I bless his name for that. Amen. What a Savior. Hallelujah. We won't lack anything. But it also means won't be looking for anything else. I'm satisfied with my shepherd. Can I tell you I'm satisfied with my Bible? I'm not looking for. I was preaching this week, and I made a statement about my King James Bible, and there's two fellows on the front, and I just kind of saw the look on their face. I thought, they may not stick just to that old King James. Well, I do, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to change it. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I don't go preaching any places they don't use it. I don't want to go there and fight about my Bible. I'm satisfied with the book I have. I'm satisfied with the blessings I have. I'm satisfied. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm not looking for another way of salvation. I'm satisfied. I thank God with our worship. I'm satisfied. I'm not looking to go to a church where they paint the ceilings black and bring in rock music. I'm not interested in that garbage. I'm satisfied with what we have. I'm not looking for any other. Thank God it's a good way, and I'm glad to be in this way. I'd rather be in this way anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything. I'm glad, thank God, I'm not going to hell. I'm glad that I'm saved. Amen. Hallelujah, what a Savior, what a shepherd. Amen. He is a complete shepherd. How can I say in verse 2, he's a calming shepherd. He said, I'll make you to lie down in green pastures. You know, there's times in our life, Brother Chris talked about a struggle, circumstances in his message. There are times in our life, Brother Dave, that we we go through battles and valleys, and we don't even know how to feed ourselves. You know what he said to do? He said, I'll take you and lay you down in green pastures, and I'll feed you. I'll take care of you. There are times in being saved over 50 years that I didn't know what to do, didn't know which way to go. And thank God the shepherd, he showed up. He took me, Brother Laddie, and he laid me down in green pastures. And he reached over and he fed my soul and he took care of me. I'm telling you, that shepherd so cares for the sheep. Not only he'll make us to lie down, but he said he led them beside the still waters. We know that that little lamb, he doesn't like that running water, that rushing water. He likes that little calm. I'm glad he's able to step out on the bow of our ship when storms are raging and say, peace, be still. And the winds and the waves say, whoa, that's the Son of God. And they lay down at his feet. I'm glad that he has that ability. Thank God. He can calm your storm this morning. Whatever's a raging in your heart today, whatever's a going on in your mind and in your life and in your circumstances, we have a calming shepherd. I'm glad he is the master of the sea. I'm glad he knows how, thank God, to put it all in control. I'm glad, hallelujah, that he is in charge. I'm glad I'm not in charge of my life. I'd have messed it up many a time, but thank God there's an unseen hand that goes before us, works in our life, and uses and helps us for the glory of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He is a calming shepherd. He shares his resources. Brother Chris talking about rest. He shares his rest with us. Brother Ellis, there is a rest for the people of God. You know, there do you good, young preachers, to realize you can't do it. You got to rest in him. Preachers, a good day when I realized that it ain't about me. And it ain't about my abilities. It's about him. It's resting in him. I've been studying a little bit on John chapter 15 and that vine and how that the branch abides in the vine. And Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. And I'm telling you, that is so true. We have no abilities of our own. We can do nothing without. We can't even produce fruit without him, except from the sap through that vine that goes to that branch and then brings forth fruit. I thank God for that. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm glad that he is a calming shepherd. Can I say before, he's a cleansing shepherd. He said, thou hast restored my soul. You know what? God makes an analogy of the child of God as a little lamb. You know why? Let's just be honest. Because the little lamb is a dumb animal. And he gets out and don't know how to find his way back. And sometime the child of God... And what David is saying, thank God, if I drift away, the shepherd comes looking for me. There are times in my life that I have drifted. There are times in my life that I've gotten cold. But thank God, I'm glad the good shepherd, Brother Laddie, wouldn't leave me alone. And he said, you know, you're not right. You need to get rid of that attitude. You need to fix that over there. You need to correct that over here. I'm glad, thank God, for the good shepherd. Shepherd, hallelujah, that goes after, thank God, that lost sheep, or that one that's gotten away from the fold. I'm glad, hallelujah, that he loves us enough to stay on us and draw us back in. There's no doubt someone here this morning, you're not what you ought to be. You're not what you used to be. And can I tell you, the good shepherd, he's on your trail. He's after you. He's trying to get you to get back in before you waste and ruin your life, before you ruin your testimony. The good shepherd, he'll cleanse you, he'll restore you, he'll help you if you let him. Amen. 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 He'll restore you. Several years ago, I was sitting in a meeting. I said, Lord, I'm in trouble. I said, I've drifted. I said, I'm reading my Bible, I'm praying, I'm not in sin. But the realness of this thing is gone. I said, would you help me? Brother Brian, he whispered real good and tender. And he said, I will. And you know what he did? He helped me. Because I was willing to admit that I wasn't what I used to be and what I should be. I don't know about you, but I want it to be as real in my soul every day I get up and I bow before him into that my little old study and pray and walk. I want it to be as real as it was the day before. I'm glad, thank God, each day with Jesus can be sweeter than the day before. He said that he restoreth them. Then he said he sits on the right path. He said for his name's sake. You know what? You that have children, you want them, of course, to walk with God. But one of the things you want them to do right is because they bear your last name. And that's what David is saying. If you claim the name of God, then we're to act like it, walk like it, talk like it, be like it for his name's sake, that we wouldn't bring reproach upon the name of Christ because of the way that we would live, that nobody would go to hell because of our inconsistency and the way that we are and the things that we say and do because of his name's sake. You know what? You're not to try to live right that you might boast in your self-righteousness. You're to live right. I'm to live right for his name's sake. Amen. Oh, he is a cleansing shepherd. Number five, he's a comforting shepherd with his presence. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. Boy, I'm glad he promised never to leave us. Boy, there's comfort in that presence. There's comfort in that presence. my old granny that walked with God. I told her one day, she's in her late 80s. And I said, "Granny, sure hate that you're by yourself." She said, "Oh, honey, I'm not by myself. There's somebody that is with me." Oh, yeah. I'm glad, hallelujah, that he promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. There are times when I've not done right, but he still didn't leave me. There's times that I've been down and discouraged and he still didn't leave me. Oh, there's times, that I've not been what I ought to be. But thank God he still never did leave me. I'm glad that he said, David said, "If I make my bed in hell, thou art there." I'm glad for the comfort of his presence. I'll be honest with you. I live for that presence. I live for that fellowship. There's nothing like getting in the presence of a holy God and God showing up where you are, whether it's in the car, in the closet, in the study, in the church, where God will breathe on you and the Spirit of God comes. I'm telling you, it'll do more for you than all the things in the world. I remember Brother Biddle said, he said 5 minutes of the Holy Ghost falling in a service will do more you can do preaching in a solid year. You know why? It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the presence of a holy God. I'm telling you, I like it when he comes in the midst. There's nothing like it. Whoa, there's nothing like it when the presence of God shows up. Amen. Comfort in his presence. Comfort in his protection. He said, "Thy rod and thy staff." You know, a lot of time we think of the word rod, we think of Proverbs, we think of correction, and it is. But I think here is protection. Brother Ellis, I think it's thank God, every now and then the Lord will beat the devil back and say, "Leave him alone. You've just been aggravating him too much. Leave him alone." Beat back the enemy. That shepherd used that rod to take care of his sheep. Then that staff. Oh, man, how many times the Lord took his staff, and Brother Dathan, we were close to the edge of falling off. He'd take that staff and he'd pull us back in. Well, I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to find out how many times that we about blew it. But the shepherd, Brother Tim, the shepherd took that staff. I can look in my life and say, "Boy, I about messed up right there, Lord." But the shepherd took that staff, preacher, and he pulled me back. Oh, I'm glad that there's comfort in the shepherd. Hallelujah. Then we find number four, five, or six. He is not only a comforting shepherd, but he's a conquering shepherd. He said, "He hath prepared a table for me in the presence of mine enemies." Brother Danny, there's only one way a man can sit down in the middle of a battle and eat some good fried chicken, praise God, and that is that somebody else is fighting a battle. You know what the Lord is saying? If you give me the battle, I'll give you the victory. Amen. I'm telling you, let God have your battles this morning. You're trying to figure it out yourself. You're trying to work it out yourself, and you can't do it. But there's somebody sitting on a throne. There's a good shepherd this morning that'll fight your battle if you let him. Amen. He is a caring shepherd. He said, he's a crowning shepherd. He said, "He anointed my head with oil." Boy, don't you like it when your cup runs over every now and then? I like it. It was as much enjoyment to see my dad get happy than myself get happy. That cup running over. I know I'm young to some, but I can remember in 1965 and 6, they'd bring that coffee on a saucer and they'd fill it up and the coffee would splash over into the saucer. And the old boy said, "I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed."
I can remember that cup, that coffee splashing over, and I'd watch my mom and dad, and they'd pick up that saucer and they'd drink it, and I guess that's where they get good to the last drop. Amen. You know what David is saying? Every now and then, but trying to do right and walk with God, every now and then, God will show up and drop a bucket of honey on your soul, and your cup will run over. I like it. Praise God. I don't care if I'm in public. Thank God if he'll run my cup over. I'm going to let it be known that my cup is running over. Amen. I like it. Hallelujah. He's a crowning shepherd. Lastly, he's a caring shepherd, and I'm done. You know what he said? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. I like, one fellow said, goodness takes care of our steps. Mercy takes care of our stumbles. Surely goodness and mercy. You know what that means? Everywhere you go, God is with you. I was reading a book by Ralph Sexton Sr. He wrote a little book about his life. And he said that in the 1950s, he was coming down the mountains of West Virginia, driving an old pickup, hauling around a tent, trying to preach the gospel. But Tim, he said he started down that big mountain, and the brakes went out. He said, Lord, you're going to have to help me stop. I can't stop this truck. He said, I was going down that mountain, and he said, come up the other side of the mountain was a state trooper. He said, Brother Danny, I got down the side of the mountain. He said, somehow I just coasted and stopped. I pulled over. That state trooper pulled in behind me with his lights on. He got out of the car and he was walking fast. And he said, sir, it is illegal to have somebody riding on the hood with you. Where is that man that was riding on the hood? He said, sir, there's no man with me. I have nobody riding with me on the hood. He said, I'm telling you what I saw. He said, then all I can tell you was it must have been surely goodness and mercy, because I prayed to God of heaven. My brakes went out. And he said, God, help me stop. That is what surely goodness and mercy. Thank God he'll go with you every step of the way. You may be living by yourself, but you're not by yourself. You got surely goodness and mercy. Thank God in the house with you. Amen. He said, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. The word house there means family. We're going to dwell with the people of God forever. We say goodbye down here. If I don't get any more cancellations, I won't see you until March. But one day, Brother Chris, we'll never separate again. Can you think about that? What a shepherd. Thank you, preacher.